Rush Hour, getting you ready for a big Friday night football. Melbourne Penrith is our game. If you're in most parts of New South Wales, this is the only place you can get Melbourne Penrith live, either on TV or radio. So it's nice to be doing that game. Parramatta Canterbury is a good, very good contest as well. But we've got the Storm and the Panthers. Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, Dan Ganane, and Brent Reed at ANZ. Now, before we get to Reedy's mail, gentlemen, we better get to the news, the big news today. And it was broken this afternoon, I think by Channel 7's Josh Masood, that Sean Kennedy-Dowell's partner had issued an AVO against him. They'd been together for a while. There'd been a couple of articles about them, you know, madly in love, all those sorts of things.
They're great. I've watched them all and read them.
The allegation was that the lady had taken out an AVO against Kennedy-Dowell, and the Roosters put out a statement in the last hour saying, "The Sydney Roosters are aware of the allegations concerning Sean Kennedy-Dowell. As it is a police matter, the club will be making no further comment at this time." Reedy, I understand the NRL has acknowledged there's an AVO. The story is legit. We do have to note an AVO is not a charge. A charge is not an arrest. But it's obviously an ugly headline for Kennedy-Dowell.
Yeah, well, the NRL is aware of it, Dan. And obviously, what happens generally in these cases is they leave it to the club to decide whether any punishment is necessary or whether any sanctions are required. And if the club decides that and the NRL doesn't think it's appropriate, then they come over the top. But, you know, at this stage, the Roosters are obviously saying nothing, and it's hard to draw conclusions on anything, really. As you said, an AVO doesn't mean he's done anything necessarily wrong. But when the police are investigating, it's never a good look. And it's not good for that footy club at the moment, given they've just got over the Michael Jennings matter, haven't they? So, you know, hopefully it works out for them and Sean Kennedy-Dowell, because, you know, every time I've spoken to him, he seems like a thoroughly decent young man, to be honest with you.
All right. Well, we not really much we can say apart from that, because we have to wait and see how it plays out. But no charge, but an AVO.
Reedy.
You've got mail.
It's time.
You have mail.
For Reedy's mail.
Well done, Reedy. All right, here we go. If you missed that jingle,
there it is. There's the opener. I hope
you missed that, Gertz.
You know what, Reedy? There hasn't been any really good mail from you for a couple of weeks. So I'm just hoping that, you deliver. I always listen to the Friday show and the Saturday show.
On the internet in Germany?
Yes. Yeah, on the app.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, they have a thing called an application. You get it on your phone, or you get it on even on your tablet. You even get it on the iPad. And I had that over there, Reedy, and I was listening to the show. Yeah, it was a good show.
Oh, thanks.
But you didn't deliver much.
Thanks,
what do you got tonight?
Chris Sando.
Well, yeah. If you got me Wednesday, I had the exclusive on Chris Sando asking for a release.
Well, where was the call to Triple M?
Mate, yeah.
Was the call to Triple M saying, Dan?
It's all about the Australian. That's what it's about.
That's exactly right.
So unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's what Hoops is in front of you, mate.
Oh. See, someone has to take it that little bit too far, Reedy.
I apologise, Queensland.
You're hurting his feelings.
All right, Chris Sando, what is the latest?
Yeah, Chrissy Sando. Look, Dan, obviously he's playing we understand he's playing tonight. But again, this may be his last game for Parramatta. At the moment, the club's saying they won't release him. My understanding is there's a sticking point over money. The figure I'm hearing is about $140,000. Chris wants a payout to go. The club don't want to give him a payout to go. Now, the issue is that Chris Sando's got some unresolved third-party payment issues with the club. Some payments were promised. They weren't paid. The club's saying they were under the old guard and you know, they're not necessarily kosher, the third-party payments. But Chris is basically saying, you either pay me that or pay me out my contract and let me go. And the club's saying they won't do that at the moment. But, you know, I expect something. He's got until July 25. That's the Super League cutoff to get registered for Super League. A week. And I wouldn't be surprised if something happens in that week. And maybe this is his last game for the club. But obviously when money's involved, you know, there's always sticking points.
Reedy, do you think tonight's result plays a part? Because if they win tonight, then top eight all of a sudden is in the picture and they need him. But if they lose, makes it very hard.
Well, it probably plays a role in the mind of Brad Arthur, because if they win, Brad will probably want him to stay around. If they lose, as you said, maybe Brad might relax that attitude. I don't think it'll play a part in the decision of Chris Sando. I think he's basically made his mind up that perhaps he wants to go and wants to go now, because there's a good offer on the table from Warrington in England. It's a big club, you know, and obviously the feelings have been made well known here that Brad necessarily doesn't see him as a part of his future, and he's only in the team really at the moment because they've got salary cap problems.
Yeah, that's right.
So, okay, a bit of a money dispute there. I understand Ben Teo had a similar thing stopping him from returning to the NRL this year.
Yeah, look, Dan, this snuck under the radar a bit. Ben Teo had actually agreed terms with the North Queensland Cowboys to make a comeback with the North Queensland Cowboys for the rest of this year. Imagine that, Ben Teo coming into that forward pack.
Yeah.
But he couldn't get a release from Leinster, so he's now gone back to Leinster, and obviously we'll see what happens next year. And you know, Leinster wanted a fee for him to be able to break his contract there.
How much?
And the Cowboys was a fair slab, and the Cowboys weren't willing to pay that.
Reedy, Reedy, give us a number.
Yeah,
ballpark.
Yeah,
six figures.
Ooh. Okay,
low six figures.
I know you love your European
low
rugby.
Six figures.
But didn't he get injured early, Benny Teo?
Yeah,
broke his arm. How many games has he played since he's been back?
No, he came back. He came back and played against Sam Burgess actually, and acquitted himself reasonably well towards the end of that stint.
Yep.
So you know, imagine, as I said, imagine him joining that Cowboys forward pack. But, I mean, they would have been just about unbeatable.
It wasn't initially. Hasn't he got an English passport as well? Wasn't he potentially going to play in the World Cup? So things haven't gone according to plan for Benny Teo overseas.
Well, I spoke to him a little while ago, Gerds, and I don't think it was that things didn't go to plan. I just think he misses home. He wants to come back to Australia, and he saw a chance to win a premiership with the Cowboys. That was the big thing for him. That was the temptation for him to go to Townsville. But unfortunately, as I said, he couldn't get that release, and the deal fell over.
Mm. All right, quickly, we've got 30 seconds, Reedy. This young player that's been courted, the young Broncos half.
Yeah, Ashley Taylor. A lot of reports going around today, Dan, that he'd done a deal with the Gold Coast. The Gold Coast are saying it's not done yet, but it looks as though he will be going there. Now, the interesting thing is, St. George have come in for him late. I don't know where he fits in the equation at St. George. It sort of raises some questions over which direction they're heading in. I don't think he'll go there. The other issue is Manly. Now, Manly wanted him. It sounds like he won't go to Manly, obviously. That means maybe next year Jamie Lyon will play 5-8. There's some suggestions, Manly, mate. They've got a heap of outside backs. There's some suggestions if it doesn't happen, if Taylor doesn't go there, they'll be in the market for outside backs. The names I hear are Penrith names. And Trent Barrett's obviously the assistant coach still. He's on the payroll at Penrith. The names I'm hearing are Dean Farray and one of the Jennings boys.
Wow.
That Manly may try and get one of those guys across to play in the centres and line play at 5-8.
Okay.
Dean Farray, because he had time at Manly there. I think
he did.
Yeah.
He was a Manly.
Yeah. Doesn't Bob Fulton and Phil Gould have an agreement? Yeah. They're not going to poach each other's players?
Yeah. Started at the Dragons and then went, he was at Dragons 20s and then went to Manly.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not saying it'll happen, Dan. I'm just saying that's the
name.
He's
a good kid.
All right, we'll wait and see.
He's Taylor.
He's a good kid. Yeah, he's a young Indigenous boy. So, he was the Junior Kangaroos halfback, wasn't he?
We're going to take a break, boys. Yeah. Thank you, Reedy. Well done.
Thanks,
we've got plenty
Reedy.
To come between now and kickoff. This is the Rush Hour, getting you ready for Friday Night Football.